Sean, you guys had a tremendous pass rush game today, giving up six, well, having them give up six sacks. What was working for you guys?
Well, I think the fact that we were able to run the ball, you know, and I think we were able to keep them off balance because we ran the ball. It slowed them down a little bit and made them, you know, have to really, you know, be honest, and I think that helped us. You know, when you can run the football, it really does. It makes your play action game a little bit better as well.
In terms of your own pass rush, that's the most sacks that the Vikings line's given up in the season. What worked for them today?
Well, I think, again, you know, our guys up front, good get off, got into their creases. Again, you know, we had some opportunities earlier in the first half. We missed those, so I thought our guys were getting real close, and Steve stayed aggressive with it. I thought the coverage was doing a good job back there. We missed a couple tackles, led to the big play, but for the most part, they did what they're capable of, and that was, you know, what we need to do. We need to be physical at the line, and, you know, kind of put ourselves in position.
And after entering the game without a pick by a cornerback, both your outside corners got their first picks of the season.
It was good to see. You know, they've been working hard. They really have. And, you know, they had opportunities today. They made the plays, and that's the big thing. And you know, the last few weeks we dropped some that we should have caught. So it was good to see those guys come through and make plays for us.
Talk at all with Steve about having them cheat up in terms of seeing Worley and Bradbury cheat up and present those opportunities?
Yes, what we try to do is, you know, like I said, we want to be physical with them, get them up, press, and you know, move into it late, you know, show one thing, do something different. And I thought they functioned very well back there. I really do. I think they did a nice job.
Ryan Minnesota ties it to 24 late in the game. What do you think of your offense's response in that drive?
Well, you know, we had responded all day. I thought they did some really good things in response to whatever Minnesota scored. We were able to do something. The biggest thing, obviously, was I thought the play calling was outstanding, especially down the stretch. You know, we missed a couple throws that gave them a chance to intercept the ball and then kick the field goal. But, you know, we felt good about our offense. We felt we really liked the opportunity we had to score late in the game, and we were able to do it.
This defense is so tough to run on. Number two, the total defense, but it's tough to do anything against. What did you think of the fact that your offense was able to get a 60-yard touchdown run early in the game and then a 62-yard run late in the game?
Well, it was good. You know, up front, I thought our guys did a nice job blocking. But again, you know, it goes back to being able to run the ball. You know, it creates opportunities. This is a very aggressive defense and that we played against. And if you're going to hit a crease on them, you get a chance to pop one. And that's what we were able to do twice.
And a long run by Stewart right at the beginning of the game, right before it, Khalil shifts to the right side. Was that something Mike had seen on film that he thought
no,
looked good?
No, that's against? Just, you know, that really is just one of our base runs. And it was out of an unbalanced front. And really, we were able to hit the crease. I mean, they were very aggressive, as I said. I haven't had a chance to look at the tape, but they were probably in man coverage. So they had everybody up in the box trying to stop us. And, you know, if you get past that first level, you just got to make one guy miss, and that's what Stu was able to do.
After last week, the division's played out to where you're now down only by the tiebreaker. How good does that feel 3 weeks to go?
Well, it feels good because our guys, you know, are playing well. They're playing hard. You know, we had some opportunities last week we didn't capitalize. This week we had some opportunities we capitalized, and we made some plays. I mean, you know, that's a very good football team that we just played, and, you know, there's going to be opportunities down the line, so we'll see what happens. But, you know, we got to take care of our business. It's in front of us, and we'll see what happens.
Talk about scoring on your first possession and making them have to play catch up the rest of the game.
Which is important. I think if you can score early, it changes the dynamics of the game. It doesn't matter who you're playing, whether you're playing Minnesota, you're playing New Orleans, or anybody else. You score early, it just changes the dynamics. It forces the opponent to play the game, you know, from behind, obviously. They got to be a little bit more guarded with their calls.
Jonathan Stewart, 3 touchdowns, first time of his career. Early in the year, people were doubting his ability to be your tough runner. Talk about how well he's performed.
Well, we didn't doubt him. You know, and that's why we kept putting Jonathan out there. We believe in who he is for us, and he's been solid. He's worked hard. He's gotten better and better. He's getting stronger. And one of the things we got to remember is that, you know, we got to continue to feed him. We got to get the ball to Christensen. We got to get, you know, things going with Greg, get him back into the mix and keep throwing the ball to the wide receivers. We got to keep stretching the defenses. And, you know, I thought some of the early calls that Mike had, you know, even though we didn't complete them, we threw them deep. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to put that speed out there and let it run.
Ron, how would you evaluate the performance of, first of all, Ryan Cleo coming back, and second of all, your left tackle, Matt Cleo, against the team?
I thought Ryan did a nice job. I did. You know, and he made some really good calls for us up front, got us in the right protections. Haven't had a chance to really watch the run game in terms of him, you know, identifying, blocking and all that, but I'll get a chance to see that tomorrow. Very, very happy for Matt. You know, a lot has been said this week. A lot has been written, talked about. You know, and as I said last week and the week before, I'll say it again. The guy's getting better and better at what we do. You know, he's a little bit of a work in progress. You know, the thing everybody forgets too, in the last year and a half before he got here, he'd been playing with a bad hip. You know, he just finished up. He had hip surgery in the offseason, came out. And, you know, I think it's an opportunity for him to continue to grow in what we do and get better and better and hone his skills. So we're excited about having him out.
Ron, Colin Jones had a big role to play today with Shaq. How did you feel that whole thing worked out?
I thought it worked out very nicely. We were able to stick with what we do, you know. I thought the way Steve mixed in the personnel groups on defense, going with our base package, going with our nickel package, and because now it was Colin, we called it Frog instead of Husky, going with the Frog package, I thought was good. You know, if you're wondering, Colin went to TCU, so the Frogs. So it was good. And again, I was very happy for Colin getting the opportunity and the way he came out and played for us.
Talk about Demir Byrd and his involvement in the passing game today.
Well, you know, his quickness is something that really helps us, and it opens up some stuff for him, and not just him, but for people around him. And again, we'll continue to work with him and watch him grow as a player for us. But he's very quick, very fast, and, you know, he's a guy that we got to continue to expand his role and what he does for us.
Ron, you let your Viking, you know, that former Vikings guy break you down afterwards. Is that accurate?
Huh?
You let the former Vikings guys break you down afterwards?
Yes, we let both Captain and Matt get an opportunity to break the team down. You know, they were really helpful this week as far as talking about the opponent and what to expect from the opponent. I thought those guys really fed their teammates with a lot of good information that helped us play this week. And I just wanted them to get an opportunity, and they earned it.
What did you tell you guys after they had tied it up? You know, sometimes teams can kind of fold, but would you tell them to keep at them?
Well, probably the biggest thing is just keep pounding. I mean, that's our mantra around here, and that's pretty much all we talked about. It's just, you know, we got the ball back, we got an opportunity, we can grind it out, get into field goal position, and, you know, we felt we could run the ball in certain situations. I don't know if you noticed, but we came out, ran the ball. We didn't throw a pass in that entire last drive.
You have any concern over Greg's foot?
No. He actually got rolled on a little bit. That's why he came off earlier, and he's fine. I think the thing that I'm concerned about is we got to get him back into the mix a little bit more as far as our passing game. He's too valuable a weapon for us not to use. And I think, we'll as we gain more and more confidence in him being back, his role will expand.
How dynamic have Julius and Mario been in 9.5 sacks each?
That's pretty cool. I mean, it really is to see them play the way they have, see the way our push was today. I thought those guys were outstanding.
Ron, after the interception, they have first and goal inside the 10. Why is a sudden change such a challenge for a defense, and how did your defense respond there as key to only?
Well, I think, again, one of the mantras that Coach Wilkes and the rest of the defensive staff talk about is when you get to the red zone, it's got to be either turnovers or field goals, and that was the mantra. And they went out just before they went out. It was the last thing that they were told was, hey, field goals or turnovers, guys. It's go. And it is a challenge because, you know, the offense just got a little bit of momentum from their defense, and I think our guys were able to hold on and do what they needed to do to give us a chance. We're good. Cool. Thank you, guys.